Hello, baby. So, I really need to talk with you. Okay, come here. How do I explain this to you? You know, don't get me wrong here. I really love having you as my girlfriend, and you take great care of me and do everything for me and cook for me and clean for me and wash for me, and you take great care of me, and I really love you, baby, but how can I say that nicely? You just don't do it in the bed. I'm sorry, baby, but you know it's true. You just can't satisfy me, and it's just not doing it for me. Now, baby, don't get angry. It's not that I want to break up with you. It's just we need to be honest with each other, don't we? And the truth is, you're simply not satisfying me. You're not doing it for me in the bed. Yeah, you know, I mean, think about how I feel with it. I mean, first thing after I'm having sex with you is that I go and jerk off. Let's be real here. You're simply not doing it, and you simply cannot satisfy me. And really, I need a real woman. I need real women to satisfy me. Shh, it's okay, baby. As I said, I don't want to end things with you. I still want you as my girlfriend. I still want you in my life. I want you to be there for me. I want you to cook for me and to clean for me, and I want your company. You're always there for me. You're listening to me when I'm having a bad day, you know, baby? You do all those things for me, and yes, I want you in my life. It's just, I want to be sexually satisfied. I mean, you can understand that, can't you? That I want to have some sexual satisfaction. I mean, as my girlfriend, don't you want me to be sexually satisfied? Of course you do, see? And, I mean, you're simply not doing it, and that means that I'm gonna, well, I have to find some real women who can satisfy me. And baby, that means that there are gonna be a few changes in our life. I mean, the first and obvious is, and you will agree with me that this is necessary, right? That we are not going to have what you are calling sex anymore. No more sex for you. You're gonna be my little cuck. And that means there won't be any sex for you ever again. As a matter of fact, the only time that you will ever get to see my naked dick ever again will be if you have been a real good cuck and you earned the right to watch me having sex with a real woman. And that's the only time you get to see my naked dick. And the only time you maybe, and baby, I mean maybe, ever get to touch it again is when you have earned the right for some cleanup duty, little cuck. Is when you are allowed to lick her juices off my cock. That's the only time you will ever be allowed to touch my cock ever again. Now, don't look at me like that, cuck. It's not my fault, it's yours. After all, you're the one who is inadequate in bed. You're the one who isn't enough woman to satisfy me. This is all on you. Now, Kaki, don't worry. You will still play an important role in my sex life. I mean, first of all, it will be your job to prepare the bedroom, to prepare everything when I have a real woman over, or maybe women. It's your job to prepare everything for them, for us. But seriously, as a good little cuck, I mean, after all, it's you who failed me. It's you who has been unable to please me. So, it should be your job to get me some real women to fuck, to provide to me what your body can't, to get some women who can do what you can't, little cuck. Oh yes, of course that should be your job. After all, you're the little beta girl who can't satisfy a man, who always disappoints me in bed. So you have to make up for it by being a good little cuck, by finding women for me that can satisfy me, that can provide what you will never be able to. Doesn't that sound right? Doesn't that sound like your place in life? After all, you are my loving girlfriend. Just because you're a little beta girl and you can't satisfy me in bed, doesn't mean you don't want to be there for me. You don't want to provide me everything that I desire. Of course you do. And that includes sex. And as you can't provide, well, I guess all you can do is find women who can provide, who are better than you. And then stand back and watch, as they have, what you will never again get. They will have sex, while you are cucked, while all you can do is watch, and feel how inferior you are. Feel how inadequate you are. You are just a little beta girl cuck. You're my little beta girl cuck girlfriend that does everything for me. Cooks for me, cleans for me, is always there for me. Always there to support me, to listen to me. My pathetic little beta cuck. The only thing that you will never get again is sex. Those days are over. Oh yes, baby. I will never again fuck you. I will only fuck real women. And from now on, it's your job to find real women for me to fuck. Because you know, you can never satisfy me. You're just a little beta girl. You're just a little cuck. And that is your fate. That is your role. I will never fuck you ever again. You will only be my little beta cuck. Now don't worry, baby. You're still my girlfriend. You still get everything else. You can still be there for me. You can cook for me, wash for me, clean for me. Be there to listen to me. Support me in any way you can. The only thing you will never get again is sex. You're just a little cuck, and that's okay. After all, don't you want me to be happy? Of course you do. You're my girlfriend. You want to be there for me. And you also want me to be satisfied, don't you? Well, and given that you're unable to satisfy me, given that you're not adequate in bed, you know what that means. That from now on, you will be my little cuck. You will be my girlfriend, but I will never fuck you. And I get my sex, I get my satisfaction from real women. And you will have to prepare the bedroom. Doesn't that sound perfect, little cuck? Doesn't that sound much nicer? Be honest. Did you ever really feel up for the job when we had, quote-unquote, sex, or whatever you call sex? Did you feel like you were up to the job? Did you feel like you were able to satisfy me? Or are you just happy now that it's out and in the open, that this stress is taken away from you, because you always knew on some level that you're not a real woman, that you're not able to satisfy a man, that you're too inadequate to satisfy me? Of course you are. I'm sure you're happy that you will never, ever again have to worry about sex, that you can live your life as my little cuck. That's right, baby. And this is gonna be your place from now on, as my little cuck. Because I will never fuck you again. Never ever, baby. Never again.